five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up. Enjoy. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Real Bourbon Bros podcast. Whether you listen to us in the morning, in the evening, in the shower, in your car, wherever.
What wakes you up in the morning? The Real Bourbon Bros.
Yeah, those idiots. Again, my name is Gary. Steve is with me as always. Steve, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. Watching. Yeah. I know it's Olympic season, so we're enjoying that. But probably when you guys listen to this, it might be over. So USA, USA, USA. But that's enjoyable to watch. And also, what else is enjoyable to listen to is our podcast, because we have Searching for Pappy back. And also, What's the Juice? What's as Steve is going through a few samples I sent him a month or so ago, and we're going to go through another one of those samples tonight, and he gets to guess what it is. I think last time, Steve, that was probably your best What's the Juice moment.
Yeah, we had the, don't tell me, it was Blood Oath, Pack 10.
Yeah, Pack 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good, though. I think you figured it out, yeah, right?
I'm getting better.
Getting better, yeah. Maybe by the time we pass from this earthly planet, you'll be good at it.
No, I doubt it. My taste buds will be all shot by then.
I'll be fried by then. All right, everybody. Hopefully everybody's doing well out there. Thanks again for listening to us, for following us on social media. Also, our merch. We've got to plug our merch. Our Amazon store. Just go to Amazon and search for The Real Bourbon Bros, and our merch will come off. Everything from T-shirts to sweatshirts to hoodies, tank tops. We have everything, even some V-necks for the ladies. We got a bunch of stuff for you to enjoy and show off your love for our pod.
Yeah. Stuff with dust.
Exactly. Yeah. Wear it once and then once. Give it to your nephew who you don't like.
Quality threads, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. We've heard the feedback so far that quality has been pretty good. Haven't heard no complaints yet from our customers. So get them while you can, because, you know, stuff can sell out when it's really popular. So just
where version 2.0 comes out, and then
we new designs coming down the pike. Yeah, but welcome back, everybody. Like I said, we are going to get kicked off tonight, Steve, with I think our staple. It's like the staple of the show now, right?
Staple, yeah. I think
searching for Pappy.
Pappy. Searching for Pappy.
All right, I know you had a pretty. Good luck. I know you had a pretty good week with some of your browsing.
I did. And I like talking about just things that we see on the shelf, things, you know, the wide variety of different whiskey out there. We're going to talk about a few of the extremes today.
Whether it be great or whether it be not too great.
Yeah.
What would be the equivalent? So like Pappy, everybody, like the stereotype Pappy is like the best bourbon. What's this? What would be the other end of the spectrum? We found it. We might. So it would be like Avoid, and then the name of it. You know.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to think of a segment like that. But
yeah, the stuff for the, you know, the drunks are drinking, and because it's the cheap stuff and they don't even know what it tastes like, they just want to get drunk.
It's just alcohol.
Yeah,
well, all I care for.
So what did you come up with first, Steve? You want to go?
Well, a few things. So I got a store pick Eagle Rare.
Very nice.
So Eagle Rare seems to be, you know, hovering above, you know, the 4.5, 4.6 on distiller always. I mean, for a 90 proof.
Oh, 4.5? I mean, 4.0.
No, 4.5.
Well, like Eagle Rare 17, yeah.
Well, okay.
Eagle Rare 10.
Well, no. Above a 4, anyways.
Yeah. For price per quality pour, I think Eagle Rare is, if you can find it for 40, 45 bucks in that price range,
yeah.
I there are very few bottles, and to my palate, that would beat it for that price range.
Yeah, for 90 proof, it's a extremely well complex whiskey. So, and it's a store pick, so you got to pay a little bit more because it's a private barrel.
Yep.
So
yep.
And then another cask strength that's been slipping through the shelves over there out there is still Austin cask strength. So that their release this year came out.
Still Austin. That's a Texas whiskey, Texas, I assume.
Yeah.
So it has the notes of the stereotypical Texas whiskey, the earthy tones, tobacco, vanilla, leathery, baking spices, that kind of a profile.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. It's a barrel proof. This one, it's a 116 proof. Out of Texas.
Austin, Texas. You know that line from Full Metal Jacket? I hear you're from Texas. I don't see any horns on you. Kind of narrows it down.
Okay.
If you guys, we won't go through the whole quote because it's not PG-13 friendly. So
you lost me.
Full Metal Jacket. Yeah.
I got other quotes in my brain. That one just kind of slipped through. No. What do you got, Gary?
All right, so I don't know if I talked about this last week or last podcast. I did get a bottle I was looking for a bit. Old Forester, single barrel proof rye. So I've heard through the grapevine that this is one of the best high proof ryes out there. I've never found it in a store, so I actually found it online for about $100. So I was lucky enough to get that. I haven't opened it yet. I know I put something up on social media about it and I got a couple positive responses, how people are saying it's one of the better, whiskeys in general that they've had. So very hard to find the bottle. I think MSRP starts, like $80 to $100, depends on where you are. But very excited for that bottle. 131 proof is my bottle. I think each batch differs in terms of the proof. But very excited. I've heard it's a lot better than the barrel proof Old Forester bourbons. So
really,
and then Steve, I'm going to follow that up. Cause I think you followed suit.
I did. I saw your post and not even thinking I'm going to go get one, but I happened to go to my liquor store and I saw it standing alone up on the top rail, and I'm like,
"Kick me, Steve. Kick me.
No vibe party store." Okay.
Kelvin.
You gave me a great price on it. I think it's last year's release, but
nice. Look at that.
Happy to join the clan.
I know. We'll have to open a bottle at some point because it's just collecting dust up here.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be for a special occasion because that one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Dying to try it. I mean, Old Forester, it's
great products, yeah.
The 1920 is probably my fave, as everyone knows.
I like that above the 1924 even.
1924, yeah. Got that one.
Yeah.
And I know right about this time of year, people are getting their single barrels.
See.
So look out for those in your stores. Those are typically only store picks, so.
Yeah. Very good. I did get a shipment from our buddy, Patrick Berry. Patrick, shout out, Lux Co.
Sure.
So Penelope obviously is a Lux Co product. So he did send us Penelope Toasted Rye.
Oh.
Toasted
Very
Rye.
So this nice.
And I have a little statement read here. They sent us. This is, I think, the only second time they've done the second annual. Second annual release, straight rye whiskey toasted series. And let's see, what else does it say? So it's 95% rye, 5% malted barley, toasted barrels. So it's a limited allocation. Get this. Only 9,000 cases were produced, and a case are 6 bottles. So not that many. $75 for a bottle. So the notes that come on the handout we got, the media release, layered aroma on the nose with a bold, sweet butterscotch and body of vanilla and toasted marshmallow balanced with notes of light tobacco and fruit. Long finish with a sweet dessert character with orange peel and subtle spice. So
spicy. So, I like the Penelope's. They're really good.
Oops. Yeah. There we go. Here, I'll put it up for Steve to take a look.
See, so there's a toasted.
So it's 6 years.
Rye. 6 years.
Toasted rye. Yeah, not bad. Heavy char.
Heavy. I don't know if that means.
Heavy toast. Sorry, not char.
Double charred, or what was it? Oh, toast is heavy.
Yeah.
What's the proof on that? One.
Hundy?
One hundy?
One hundy.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be a nice bottle.
I like Penelope's. They have a lot of character in there. You know, their spiciness, and you can really tell apart, you know, the different...
they're doing some crazy things over there.
You know, yeah, besides just the typical vanilla, you know, and caramel, you know?
Yeah, and I think we're going to try to... And we're working on getting, knock on wood, trying to get somebody from Penelope on the pod. We're working on it, so...
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed. All right, let's see what else you got.
Well, I happen to pick up a bottle that I've never tried before, Old Scout.
Okay. I have a few Old Scouts. Yeah. I have three or four bottles, actually.
This pick. One happens to be a store pick as well.
Yep.
So this one's at 58.6. And 5 years aged. Supposed to be pretty good with notes of butterscotch and cherry pipe tobacco.
Yeehaw!
Old Scout. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, that'll be, Old Scout is, I have a few. I have the Old Scout store pick like you do. But I also have like a single barrel strength, rye, and a bourbon. So,
okay.
Next time you're down, we'll have to try it.
This one's like a high rye bourbon.
Nice. So the next bottle that I want to talk about. This bottle is a very special bottle because they only made it's a limited release by Remus again. Patrick Berry, thank you, Lux Co. This is the Remus Babe Ruth Reserve.
Woo-hoo. Look at this! Oh my gosh! You know how lucky you are.
There's only 10,624 of these bottles.
Yeah, that's over 200.
MSRP suggested is $149.99, it says, minimum. So yeah. $150 on the press release. So this bottle is really cool. It's a square rectangular bottle, and it's like embossed. Not embossed. Well, maybe.
Yeah, I like the bottle a lot. Remus does a lot of that stuff.
Look at the stuff on the side here, Steve. It has the name of Remus on the side.
Ross and Squibb.
Yeah. The distillery where they make it.
Yep.
So why are there only 10,624 of these bottles? Because each of those account for Babe Ruth's plate appearances. That's how many plate appearances he had during his illustrious career. This is bottled at 111 proof. It's a blend of three high rye bourbons aged for 6 to 7 years. So a blended whiskey. Let's see, what else do they give us about this? So here's a little bit more about the breakdown of the mash bill. To honor Babe Ruth's famous number three, Remus Babe Ruth Reserve features a medley of three high rye bourbon mash bills, which include specifically selected barrels from 2016, 2017, 2018, consisting of 49% rye, 44% rye, and 36% rye bourbons, respectively. So, consumers can expect brown sugar and fig on the nose, some subtle mint, brown sugar. Light funnel, and candied pecans on the palate. And a warm rye spice with cinnamon on the finish. I mean, that sounds great.
Brown sugar.
Yeah, so this is a collaboration with the estate of Babe Ruth. They kind of went in together and came up with this product. So that's pretty cool. I'm very lucky to have this bottle. Wow. And definitely
you are. I was going to pick one up yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah, you have them.
In Michigan, but I couldn't look up State Men because it's a new release, right? It's one of those allocated bottles.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was over
200.
220. Yeah.
Yeah, I got this. Yeah.
I got this for free.
What was that? I can't hear you.
There's the benefits of being the real Bourbon Bros.
Babe Ruth.
Bourbon. So this bottle is number 6,465 out of 10,624. So kind of right in the middle there. Cool.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna should open this bottle because this might be like one of those collector bottles that like 10 years it might be like.
I think so.
Maybe. I don't know, we'll see. Well, anyway.
Yeah, price goes down. But yeah, that's a limited
Right, they're not making it again.
Allotment, yeah, that's a specialty release. Like we talked last week, where they, you know, just like Garrison makes those specialty or I'm sorry,
one-offs. High and Wicked.
High and Wicked made those one-offs. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Specialty exactly ones. Yeah.
Irish stuff, only. So. Well, that's it for me, Steve. What else do you got?
What else do I have? Well, I also picked up something that I was curious about, because I was talking to somebody at one of the bigger big store liquor houses, and I was talking about Fighting Cock, which is a Heaven Hill, not Fighting Cocks, but I think that's illegal
in the United. Oh, okay. I think that's illegal in the United States.
And I said that is one of the best price per quality pour bottles you'll ever find.
Okay.
And the guy's like, oh, you know, well, have you heard of Quality House? I'm like, no. But
I don't want to hear about Quality House.
Quality in the name, you know, you got to look at it, you know. So
if it says, let me just foreshadow. So if it usually says for quality in the name, does that necessarily mean there's going to be quality in the product or in the bottle?
Yeah. Well, it was a extremely inexpensive bottle.
Cheap bottle.
So I did find. So he pointed me to this. He said, oh, have you heard of this? And I said, yeah, I'll take it for the price. Was under $8. Okay.
Oh,
it's called Quality House Old Style Bourbon by Kentucky Bourbons. Quality.
You can't buy gasoline that cheap, man.
It's no, you can't. You can pour it in my tank. See if it.
Yeah, clears. Exactly.
But it's bottled by Quality House Distillers in Bardstown. So
maybe we can stop and see them.
Maybe we would, but. I tried a little bit of it, and I can't say that I'm a fan.
You can or can't?
I cannot say I'm a fan.
So
I compared this to my very good price per quality pour of Fighting Cock, and it did not stand up.
So it's poor.
It didn't even get off the floor. I mean, it was.
So for even for under $10, you'd still give this a poor price per quality pour.
Yeah, like, I would.
Horrible. Price.
Horrible. Yeah.
So, worst whiskey you've ever had?
Yeah, probably.
It's in your top three.
I haven't put it this way. I don't remember the last bad whiskey before this one.
So your palate has become so trained and sophisticated. You can't have any of the cheap shit.
Oh, you can't have any of the Jim Beam. No, Canadian.
Yeah. So it's we looked this up on Distiller, and it's a famous app that ranks his community ratings for all different whiskeys, and Canadian Mist was just ahead of higher rated than this standard. What was it called? Standard quality, quality. What was it?
Quality house.
Well, I think that house is burning down.
I mean, it says quality and I'm like, that's kind of ironic. No. But
if it ever says quality or great or the best, it's never the best. It's always the worst. You know, you go to those stores, like, you know, this is the best. You know, furniture store, and they have like stuff from the 70s, and they're with, you know, moths on them. You know, you never do that. Or car dealership, you know, we will beat every price in town. You go there, it's not the best price in town, and the salesman has coffee stains on his shirt, and finance lady has toilet paper stuck to her foot. I mean, it's just one of those deals.
It might be good in your coffee, I guess, but
if you drink coffee.
Yeah, the grain and water are cooked at exact temperatures to create a sweet porridge like mash.
Ugh, porridge? Ugh.
A portion of the Prior's Day distillate is then added to both the mash cooker and the fermenter to help maintain the continuity of flavor that's unique to this whiskey. So if you had a bad batch,
you'd have
a bad batch today.
It's unique. All right. Well.
Anyway,
we would probably suggest steering away from Quality House.
80 proof, so you can kind of know that they're putting a lot of water in it.
I guess the only way that we would suggest it is if you are buying a gift for somebody you do not like, or somebody that does not know about whiskey, and you're never going to see them again.
Aged 36 months.
Really? Look, 3 years?
It has a bottle deposit on it.
All the drunks want that bottle.
15 cents in Vermont and Maine, and 5 cents in Iowa.
Are you sure it's just 36 months and not 36 days?
36 months.
36 days.
In American oak barrels.
Just over a month. All right.
Used barrels.
Well, I have nothing else for searching for. No. I have nothing else for searching for Pappy.
This is.
You got something?
I wanted to have both ends of the spectrum, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I will bring this out, and I will start this one out with my next tasting.
Yeah. We'll have to do a full review on that, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to what's the juice?
What's the juice?
What's the juice?
All right. Let me get my trusty list. So as Steve gets his sample ready, I'll explain to everybody what's the juice is. If this is the first time listening, again, you shouldn't be listening to this for the first time now.
ChatGPT.
What's the juice is a segment where I have sent Steve 6 samples from whiskeys I have at my place, and he does not know what these bottles are because they are not labeled, just with a number, and I have the key here at my place. So he's going to ask me 5 questions, and I get to give him the answer to those questions, maybe a little bit more to help him out. And then at the end of the 5 questions, he gets to hopefully guess what he just tried. So he has no idea. This is a blind tasting. He has no idea what he's trying ahead of time. So... Are you ready, Steve, or it looks like you're busy over there?
I am asking the grand wizard to give me a random number between 1 and 6, excluding 4.
Okay.
2!
Oh, okay.
He gave me number 2.
I eat.
All right. All right, 2 is a very light amber. It's not as dark as the other ones. So
are you profiling? You just defended the PC police.
Stereotyping.
Stereotyping. He's fine, officer. All right.
Okay, pour it into the
Glencairn glass.
Yeah.
That's a nice sound. That's a sound of victory.
Victory.
Maybe not. Just sound of Glencairn glass.
You were somewhere. Oh, I know where you were. I made a comment about they were serving their whiskey in Kenzie glasses, not Glencairn, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah, that was at Jackson's. Jackson Bistro. Yeah, Bistro. Again, listener, Jackson's podcast. James Hamilton, again, thanks for the time. And their bourbon/food pairing dinners are coming up here in September. So sign up as soon as you can. There's only so many availability slots left. So Steve is...
Very, very subtle nose on it, or that, or my nose hairs are just burnt.
Yeah, it's probably from the Quality House.
it's very subtle on the nose. I would say that. Remember, you gotta hold one nostril and breathe through your mouth.
But don't pass out.
I just hold my mouth open and kind of swift in.
Like all the time or just now?
Just now. No. Do the nose. Okay. I can't get much more of the nose on that. Sorry.
So not.
Very subtle. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. So Steve is giving it a little sip. A little sip. Sounds delicious. He's really enjoying that subtle taste, isn't he?
Subtle.
Subtle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Do a little bit more because that was my first just...
Sounds like you're taking a dump.
Calibrate my...
Your palate. Yeah, you always got to calibrate everybody. Those amateur whiskey tasters out there, the first sip is always just kind of getting you in the mood for it, you know? The second and third sip, now we're talking.
Get all your taste buds partying.
It's a party.
Hey, come to the party, man.
Or not.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Oh.
He's not using that quality after the Quality House.
Okay. First question.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is this a bourbon?
Yes, it is a bourbon.
Yeah. I thought so.
There we go. I was getting some information about it, so I have it with me.
Okay. Done with that.
You done with it already?
Yeah. I mean, it's got some legs on it too. Wow. The viscosity is pretty good there. I like that.
Yeah.
It's non-chill filtered for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a higher proof. Maybe 114, 115. Is the proof above 110?
No.
Okay.
That's two questions.
is this a MGP product?
Yes. That's three questions.
All right, three questions. This seems like a good Midwestern bourbon from Ross and Squibb. Am I right?
Is it a Ross and Squibb distillery product? Yeah. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, no. I mean, I'm done with my three questions, right? So,
I thought we had five questions. There's only are those five questions we give.
I don't know. I'll just keep asking.
You get two more. It is okay. Not a Ross. It is not a Ross.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
Is this made in Kentucky?
Good question. Where is this distillery? I don't know.
MGP.
Yes, but I don't know where this distillery is. Okay. That's the problem.
That's fine. But it, yeah, because the MGP can be sourced anywhere, I guess. Because I'm looking outside of Kentucky then, because you know Indiana is pretty close.
all right, I'm gonna find this. Well, you know, yeah, I'm sorry. What was your question? I got the information. Now,
is it a Kentucky bourbon?
It is not made in Kentucky.
So it's not a Kentucky straight bourbon. Okay.
Correct.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think of your recent acquisitions.
One more.
And I can't remember.
Because you drink too much
booze. I've got to scroll back through the social media.
I did not post this on social media.
Oh, you okay. So you haven't.
I'm sneaky.
So I may.
One more question.
So
you know it's not in Kentucky. You know it's a MGP product. You know it's 104 proof. Oh, I just told you that.
Well, I know it was under 100.
110.
Right?
You know it's a bourbon.
110.
This is great podcast material.
God, what the hell?
Do you want to know the mash bill? Do you want to know the price?
No, I don't. Is this,
Do you want to know the distiller? Hirsch?
Yeah.
No, that's not
okay. MGP. I give up.
Hold on. Let me grab the bottle.
You got a whole bottle of this? I was going to say, this is not a sample.
Oh, I'll edit this out.
It's 104. All
right,
wow.
Okay. Here we go. Can you read it?
Oh, Penelope. Architect Build 10. You know, I had in my mind what the hell those were. And you said MVP, and I totally blanked out. Because I was thinking of like the Remus lineup.
Yeah, they got Penelope too. They just bought them 6 months ago or so?
That's a Luxco.
Luxco. Yeah. MGP though is where it's made, is what the internet says.
Okay. That's right. I mean Luxco was bought by MGP, so nice.
There you go.
I like it.
So yep. What's a good price per quality pour?
I would say, well, what's on what the price is. Well, the Architect is one of the cheaper ones. I know it's under 80 or around $80.
Yeah. Let me see here. Penelope.
So I would say it's a medium price per quality pour.
Yeah. Average.
Average. Yeah. I'll say average.
I would agree. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I'll be 100% honest with you. It's between $45 and $65. Depends on where you go.
Oh, okay.
$65 here on their website. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of this. I'll be 100% honest with you. We did a taste test with this and a few other samples we got, and this was the least favorite of the people who did the taste test, the Architect Build 10. I don't know. To me, it just lacked personality, like a strong personality. It was just kind of like middle of the road. Just I'm here, but I'm not really standing out. Kind of how I was in school. I was there.
You were there, but you know, you just didn't stick out much.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't want to
cause too much of a fuss,
cause a fluster.
Yeah. So, Architect Build 10.
Thank you so much. That was a
good one. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Of course. Thanks, guys, for sending us the samples. A few more, I think, to go through. But I think that'll bring tonight's episode to an end. Again, follow us on social media, everything from TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, buy our merch, amazon.com. Until next time, Steve, from the Robert Bros Podcast.
Enjoy.